Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7.03. It's Thursday. Hooman, you're doing a great job filling in for Bryn, I just want to say.
Thank you so much. You know.
Hooman, everyone. And on top of that, he's going to do the movie review later.
What?
It's a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
He doesn't work for 20 years, and then 1 week, he's piling all on him.
I know.
How's he doing?
He's got 6 weeks of this.
I know.
This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Winterland tickets, we've got them all day, and the only way to get them is to win them 9, noon, 3, and 5. Be listening to the Alice at those times, and you'll have a chance to win. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Pier 39. Don't miss the annual tree lighting celebration November 19th. Learn more at pier39.com. Okay, Vinny, which would you rather win? $1,500 or a brand new car?
Right now in my life today. What kind of car?
Let me see if it says.
It doesn't. I don't
think. It's extremely important that what kind of car it is.
Does it say on the actual game show?
But I feel like when they give away those cars, they're never like.
Yeah, it's not a Tesla.
Yeah, it's not a Tesla.
Yeah, but sometimes.
It's not like a Mercedes.
Let me give you an example, though.
Maybe it's like a Ford Fusion or something
like
that.
Well, okay, but I was just going to say. So a Ford Mustang is an affordable sports car, and they kick ass. Mm-hmm. And there are obviously different levels.
Sure.
But I would do it for a Ford Mustang, for sure, whereas a Ford Fusion, no thanks. I got a car like that already.
I don't know what kind of car, but just call it any car. That's the problem.
Right.
If you win a car on a show, you don't just owe like a sales tax. You actually owe, like you have to treat it like income, so you pay a much higher tax rate.
And you might think to yourself, I know this from experience, I'm a Craigslist user all the time. Mm-hmm. I sell surfboards and more on Craigslist. And so you might say to yourself, I'll just sell the car. And you'll probably profit. I'm not saying you won't, but you will also deal with the general public and in some cases the worst possible way.
And you usually have to pay taxes before you claim a prize. They don't just give you the prize and leave it up to you to claim that on your taxes. You pay them.
Right.
And then you get your prize.
So the biggest prize in terms of a car that they've ever given away on The Price is Right was, I think, in 2014, they gave away an Audi R8 Spider Quattro, which was a $170,000 car.
That is a killer. See, I would want that.
Jeez.
And I would keep that, too.
Yeah, but you'd have to come up with, you know, $70,000 to get the thing.
70?
How much did you say it was?
$170,000. That's the car.
So it's $170,000. That would bump you up because that is income. It's not just a car that you pay your local sales tax on. You pay income tax on that. So if you're at a 35% rate, you're paying 30, but you're coming up with $50,000 or $60,000 just to get that car.
510 is saying it's a Nissan Versa.
Oh, is that what the car was?
No, thanks.
That's what one person is saying.
No.
You can get a Nissan Versa for about $12,000, starting at $12,000.
Oh, well, still, he would have had to come up with, say, $3,000.
You want
that's
that?
That's a fine car. There's nothing wrong with it. Maybe
I don't
if the
want
guy
it.
Needs a car, there it is.
No, thanks.
There's a lady who won a car on The Price is Right. It was a they don't say what kind of car, but it was a $20,000 car. She says she paid $9,000 in taxes on it. She sold it immediately for $14,800, so she netted about $6,000. They're saying here.
Okay, so she did make the money, and she did the work. And that's, if you're willing to do the work, that's another
it's
thing.
It's not hassle-free.
You're earning that money to some extent.
So, we just had this conversation. Would you take the $1,500, which you are going to pay taxes on,
or would you take the car? I'm going to pay taxes on that, too.
The Nissan Versa.
I guess I would take the car.
Oh, you would still take the car?
Well, I mean, when it's all said and done, I'm going to be $6,000 ahead over the whatever the taxes are on. Yeah, right. I'd do that. I don't like
it's worth the hassle.
Dealing. It is a hassle. I mean, I can tell you, I can't tell you how many times I have said to people, this is the price of the item. Bring the full amount in cash. I'm not negotiating. Are you still coming? Oh, yeah, bro, I'm coming. And then I just had it just recently. A guy shows up and goes, sorry, dude, I just bought a boat. I need to take $20 off the purchase price. And I'm like, I told you before you came, I'm not taking any money. You're already getting a steal. You're already getting a steal. And the fact that you bought a boat is not a legitimate
sympathy,
reason
right.
for you to get a discount on this surfboard.
So then what happened?
I sold it to him anyway because I was looking at him in the face and thinking, I just can't. There's just another one in line behind you that's going to come with another. I've had this is another one. Bro, can I give it to you for less because I need to buy beer tonight? And I'm like,
oh,
look, I've been that guy, but we talked about this on the phone.
Yeah.
No.
Then what happens?
I sold it for the price because
oh
you know
God.
What? You don't want a deal. You just
you
go.
You want it yeah. gone.
I just can't take another interaction like this. It makes me lose faith in my fellow human.
Do you hand them the surfboard in like a mean way and
like
then take their money?
The nose of it?
And then take their money and then turn or do you shake hands still?
No, I don't. Well, I just...
He doesn't want to touch anybody. That's
high five, any fist bump?
No, I just do it and leave and know that it was best that I just got it over with.
Vinny, have you heard of the Nextdoor app?
I have heard of the
Nextdoor
app.
If you're still going to be selling stuff, you should load the app. It's great. Have you heard of it?
I'm on Nextdoor.
Okay. But I really, really like that app.
I actually read a story recently where someone sold something to somebody in their near them, in their neighborhood, and then that person had nothing but trouble with it and was torturing the person who sold it to them.
No.
Which is why I think Craigslist is always the right answer.
Uh-huh.
Because, and you meet them in the Safeway parking lot somewhere,
right.
you know, and you make an exchange with a stranger that you're never going to see again and they can't find you. Like, that's, to me, that's what you want.
It's just something in people,
yeah.
I don't know what it is,
yeah.
where they feel like they've got to chip a dollar off this thing and they won. Like the guy with the, I bought a boat just now.
That
and
is
I need,
stupid.
Could I please just get, and I'm just looking at the guy like, I don't have a boat.
Yeah, where's my boat?
How's that an excuse for not having
$20?
Did the people that came and grabbed your laundry machines ask for any money off?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
Those were really a good deal.
Oh, they were. Okay.
Yeah, they were. Those are, you know what front loader laundry costs?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For $50 an appliance.
You could pay $1,000 a piece for those things easy.
I wanted
Goodbye.
Them to leave.
Right.
Is your man cave still pure or has she gotten one of her pieces of junk in there? Be honest.
Is there about
this.
Fake plant
I
in
walked
corner.
Into my room this morning where my pants live, and there is Pinky. I forget the name of the.
It's My Little Pony.
It's My Little Pony.
Yes.
I think it's Pinkie Pie, but it's a little statue horse sitting on the corner of this unit. Looking at me. So
did you
clearly
huck it into the hall?
No.
Get out of here.
Give it the boot.
Well, first I went, oh, look at my daughter. So sweet. She wanted me to see, you know, the pink.
Yeah.
And then I picked it up, moved it into the hallway, and put it on the center.
Yes,
that's the guy. No, well, that's
a different version.
Oh,
but that's Pinkie Pie.
The mermaid.
The mermaid, yeah. Well, that happened when they went underwater to
they
avoid.
Get fins.
Oh, is there a story behind
this? How do you know this?
Because I take care of some kids, too, and they're all about... I always get quizzed every time I see them.
Do you read them the books?
No. I just have to kind of keep aware of the characters'
names.
They
went to Sequestria.
Oh, Sequestria.
Sequestria.
Oh, they weren't sequestered in Sequestria?
No. Sequestria.
I see.
And they were turned into mermaid... ponies so they could swim and play underwater.
Pinkie Pie is ranked number 3.
It is Pinkie Pie.
It is.
That's what she calls your blanket, too. And then what are the others?
Twilight
there's Rainbow
Sparkle.
Dash.
Rainbow Dash. Twilight Sparkle's number 1. And then there's Applejack.
Applejack.
Fluttershy.
Fluttershy, right.
But can they still run on land?
No.
Well, no, you mean when they were...
Tails.
No, they
no,
would turn
they,
back
they
into
go back,
ponies.
Yeah. Depends on where they
when
are.
They went
you have
back
to hide the sea version.
They live in
the...
Equestria.
Oh, okay. Equestria, and they went to Sequestria.
Yes.
Get it?
That I do.
That is awesome.
I do.
Equestria. Like the sea.
Where were we?
So get
back to Price
the story.
Is Right.
Oh,
Price
the guy,
right.
What did he do?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. So right. So far, we haven't heard the story.
No.
Right.
But we have had quite an interesting discussion about Pinkie Pie and Equestria and Sequestria. I'm into it. So this is the actual choice goes more like this, Vinny. A 75% chance at a brand new car or $1,500 to walk away. That was the problem that a guy on The Price is Right had.
Well, that just depends on if you need cash today.
The guy's name is Kevin. He was playing a game called Let 'Em Roll. It's a dice rolling game where you get a car if all five of the rolled dice show the car symbol. And I guess you get three rolls to get all five. And most of the sides have cars on them. The other sides have 500, 1,000, or 1,500.
I mean, I think in most situations, if you're doing okay, you're playing with house money, you keep rolling.
Right.
Because you feel like, well, I didn't have anything when I came here. I'm not losing anything. It doesn't matter. But if you're thinking that $1,500
in hand
is going to pay make Christmas or right. pay the bill that I'm sweating over.
Right. So he on his first roll, he gets four cars and the fifth die.
Well, here, let's just watch it.
All right.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. So
well, there's half of Drew Carey.
All right. The guy is rolling it down. Five cars.
Three are cars, but one rolled off the table. So he gets to roll that one again.
Oh, they all got to land on there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't even shake it.
Watch. It's a car.
All right,
so he has
four out
cars.
Of five.
First roll, so he has two more rolls, at least.
To get
two more rolls,
the one to turn into
yes.
a car.
Yeah.
You know what? It almost looks like a bit.
Look at Drew. He's just like, oh, my God. So he... confirmed over and over he wanted the $1,500.
Yeah.
He actually, I think he said it five times.
Well, because Drew probably is thinking he doesn't understand
right.
what he's throwing away here. But yeah. I would think that you'd look, he had, they kept flashing over to his people in the audience and you would
and
think
all...
you would check with them
right.
to see what they think. You know, maybe I'm caught up in a moment and
right.
I need a little help and what you...
Are they the ones who are fist pumping? Like, what? Yeah, take the $1,500.
No,
that's like his mom or sister. Or
were
something.
They saying the money or were they trying to
no,
say
they
no
say car?
Yeah, they were trying to say car.
Yeah.
So he just ignored the people he brought.
Yeah, the crowd was shocked, and there were even some boos. Like, what are you doing, man? We wanted to watch you win the car. But his mind was made up. He was done. People are saying, you know, dumb decision, but. It is expensive to win a car. The guy would have
yeah.
had to come up with, and you have to come up with that money ahead of time.
Yeah.
Maybe he's can't.
You know what's weird is, this is really weird that that's the story today, because I actually have a fast fact about this.
Fast fact.
Can I have that, please?
Fast fact.
Come on.
Fast fact.
Help me out here.
I just, let me just
fast
see
fact.
Where it is. I
okay.
Fast fact.
Really
and
hit
it's
it.
Time for a
fast fact.
If you win a prize on The Price is Right, you have to pay California income taxes on it before you can even leave the studio.
Oh, so you got to put it on a credit card.
So they've probably all been told that
right.
in advance of being in the audience or going up on stage.
Right.
And therefore, he knows that. So even though his people are going, no, go for the... He's probably thinking, you guys, they're not going to let me even leave with that thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. I can't afford to have that.
How are we going to pay
I'm
for that?
I'm taking the $1,500.
So if you win the $1,500, are you paying tax on that there?
Right there.
Yeah, yeah. You pay the
Before
California portion
yeah.
of it, but then it's still something that you have to pay on your... Which
Fed.
I think California, I'm not sure if that's bracketed too, but I think it's like 13% income tax.
Mm.
That's what I'm paying. Sucks. So anyway, they say that your federal tax is, you know, up to 40%. And then, of course, the state. And there's a possibility that the added income pushes you into a higher tax bracket as well. So they say he probably would get, I mean, depending on what he earns anyway, he'd get between $800 and $1,100 after the taxes. So he took the $1,500.
Yeah.
So there you go. I guess it all depends on where you're coming in at, whether or not you take the money or you take the car and deal with the, you know, the getting of the about $6,000. Jennifer Aniston. She hasn't had a regular TV. Don't worry, I'll get to your. I see that you're ready. Jennifer Aniston.
You love her.
Oh, my God, I do love her.
She was always like your best friend, you'd say. I think we would just be such great friends.
I think we'd be great friends. I could just tell. She hasn't had a regular role on TV since Friends ended 13 years ago.
Yeah, but she had quite a run of movies.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she seems to have taken some time away, and maybe she's done. I don't know.
Oh, no, she's back. That's what the story is.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, she got a new show.
Oh.
Yeah.
A TV show.
A TV show. Well, I guess it's a TV show. It's an Amazon show.
All right.
Oh, pardon me. It's an Apple show.
Mm. Oh, good
for
Apple.
We were just talking about how Apple needs to get some original programming going on there.
Duh.
They have just picked up a new, it's a drama. It stars Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, who used to play her younger sister on Friends.
Yes.
So they've worked together before.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know that.
What? Of course you do.
You love Friends.
I do not.
We used to have discussions about Friends. Vinny would be like, I don't watch that. And then we'd get something wrong. He'd be like, no, you guys. Blah, blah, blah,
this
blah,
is
blah, blah.
I watched it because of that girl I was with.
Uh-huh.
She loved it. Uh-huh. And I saw it all. But you know what? Mm-hmm. It turned out to be something that I did actually. I've seen most of the episodes now.
Because it's awesome. So anyways, Reese Witherspoon will play opposite Jennifer Aniston. And it's based on a book called... which is a pretty recent book, and I thought it was about, like, the Matt Lauers of the world, and, you know, it's called Top of the Morning, Inside the Cutthroat World of Morning TV. So they're going to base this fictional show on what this book laid out. So I guess they're going to be rivals. Mm. I guess they're anchors on a morning show together.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that's how it sounds. Not rival morning shows. They're anchors together. And, of course, both are ambitious. And I'm sure all kinds of hijinks will ensue.
So the story is about a morning show.
It is. It's about a TV morning show. It's pretty early in development. So I don't have any other casting or when it might premiere. But there you go.
Jennifer Aniston. That sounds fun.
I think it sounds good, too. Yeah. And they seem like they'd be perfect on that.
What's funny is, I wonder if they'll show it as a modern-day news morning show, which, remember when you weren't with me? Well, you've been up there with me to do stuff. You go upstairs during their morning show now, and it's a skeleton crew.
Right.
No,
there's no
sad.
One up there.
It's not like there's a bunch of people sitting on the set tossing to each other in real time.
It's a total of five or six people. And that includes the people on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You expect it to be this bustling room of news.
Yes, you do.
And I was up there.
I'm like, where's everybody?
What did I do that?
With
I did the weather
cameras.
Cut in to do. We were promoting something. Oh, last year's Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just was shocked as Roberta was wiring me. Come here, let me get your shirt. Hand right up my shirt. I'm like,
that seems like a union job. I don't know.
I didn't know they had the talent doing this, but all right.
Anyway, that's what's going on with Jennifer Aniston. She's back on TV and looks like, and Reese Witherspoon just did that Big Little Lies, which I think they're doing another season of that. That's a great show.
Yeah.
What's that on? Is that an HBO thing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that was excellent. That's worth your time, people.
I just wonder where they're going to go from there.
I know. You mean on Big Little Lies. Because they did. They completed the book. So now they're just, you know, the continued adventures of the bitches from Big Little Lies. You know what? I'm going to save the CMAs for 8 o'clock, okay?
All right.
All right, Hooman.
Perfect.
Our girl, Maren Morris. You know, she was on there last night.
Our girl.
So, our girl.
Right.
The nice lady who's also singing at Alice in Winterland. So I'm going to hit this. Drake, I know you're a huge fan.
I am. I love him.
Drake, he's the best.
Hooman, by the way, saying he loves him.
Hooman just loves him. Drake is a guy who has everything, including a bridge.
Yes.
So what do you get him for his birthday?
Nothing.
Well, no, he wants something.
No.
No, he wants something.
Drake, I'm your friend. I get it. I should get you a present, but you have everything.
Yeah.
Let's high five and call it good.
Nah, I have a wish list, man.
He has a wish list.
He just has one. Just one thing on it.
He's wrong.
It's an expensive thing.
Of course it is.
He'll probably end up having to buy it for himself. It's a first edition of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, and it's worth $160,000.
Really?
And that's what Drake wants for his birthday. He says, yeah, I read them all. I should get it. My birthday's coming up. Maybe I'll buy it for myself as a treat.
Yeah.
I can sit on my bridge and read it. In my grotto. And if you are an Eminem fan, it's looking more and more like Revival is the name of his upcoming album. He posted a picture of a prescription note for the drug Revival, which they are calling more evidence that that's the name of his upcoming album. On the note were the words, walk on water and take as needed. If you haven't seen it yet, there's also a website, askaboutrevival.com, and a phone number you can call. It's all fake advertising for this supposed drug that treats some made-up condition called Atrox Rhythmus. And there's an F word on the phone call, so if you want to call there. I don't know if you get to leave a message, but it's all just promotion for his upcoming album, which looks like it's going to be called Revival. And let me see if I have something else quick that I can do. Oh, The Four. This is the new Fox talent show. You know, they dumped American Idol and ABC took it. And The Four is the... We talked about this. It's sort of more like a kind of urban-based. You say it'll be like, you know, kind of hip-hop. A show that has four contestants who battle to keep their place. So one person from the original four may go all the way through and win the thing. Uh-huh. But they'll be challenged each week by people who are coming to try to take a spot as one of the four. And then there's four judges. So it looks like they just signed another judge.
So it's possible the original four could will make be it gone all the way completely.
Oh, yeah. Right. So they'll have four people starting out.
Oh, that's
and then they'll get challenged. So there are four judges, a business mogul with music ties, a music producer, a record exec, and a performer. And they'll pick a winner and team up to launch that person's career. So Diddy is the mogul, or Brother Love, whatever the F you call him
now.
No, he's the no to Brother Love.
No to Brother Love.
Yeah, he's the mogul. DJ Khaled is the producer. The third judge has just been picked. His name is Charlie Walk. He's the president of Republic Records, responsible for Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, Ariana Grande, Haley Steinfeld, Halsey. And as for the performer, they're saying they've narrowed it down to three women, Fergie, Meghan Trainor, and Bebe Rexha. So it'll be one of them sitting in the fourth seat.
All right.
It starts in January, and it's a spinoff on an Israeli show, apparently. But The Four is Fox's answer to ABC's American Idol, I guess. There you go. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Christmas music.
Yay.
Yay.
Just hear those sleigh bells ringing.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Sovereign Health. 9:15, everybody. It's a big movies reviews.
That's right, everyone. Be sure to tune in. Our friend Rudy's coming in. It's going to be Murder on the Orient Express and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That's the full title. Most people don't say that. They just say Three Billboards. Oh.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbings, Missouri?
Yes.
Well, I'm seeing that with you next week. You loved it so much, you're actually throwing a birthday party around it.
Yeah, that's how much I love it. I called the studio. I said, this is my favorite movie. My birthday's coming up. Will you allow me to have a special screening for my friends? And they said, yes.
It's wonderful.
So that's your birthday party. There's not
No, there's the big one, too. It's a birthday week.
There's two the parties. Yeah.
Let me know if you can make either one. Yep. I know you're a busy guy.
All right.
All right, thanks.
He's pretty busy.
Two parties.
And third party today at 9:15 with our friend Rudy.
Thank you.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
Rainy on my drive in. Doesn't look too bad right now, though.
Actually, there's quite a bit of blue sky from what I can see.
That's here in San Francisco. Right. I don't doubt that you've got gray and rain overhead, but...
Right.
A little bit of a break at the moment.
Is it supposed to rain on and off all day? I heard that for tonight. They say it probably.
We're good all day today.
Might be some showers. Oh, okay. Bring a rain slicker. You know, if you're going to the concert at AT&T.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see any more rain in San Francisco.
Fantastic.
Not on my little app.
Yeah, today and tomorrow should be okay. It's supposed to come back Monday.
All right.
So. This story kind of goes with many of the stories you've been telling us over the last couple
weeks. Oh, the sexual
weeks.
Harassment stories that you can't get away from?
The former Uber employee whose revelations of harassment helped lead to the CEO's ousting has a book deal.
Oh.
Viking told the Associated Press on Thursday that it had acquired a memoir by Susan Fowler. The book is currently untitled, and the release date has not been determined, but Fowler is an engineer based here in the Bay Area who, in February, detailed how she was propositioned by her boss at Uber and her complaints to the Human Resources Department were ignored. After investigations were conducted, it looks like the CEO and more than a dozen other Uber officials were pushed out. Mm. So they had that.
That's interesting. I wonder if we're going to see a lot of book deals in the wake of all this stuff.
Right.
That's very interesting, though.
So it shines a light on the culture
that
she was dealing with there at Uber.
Well, and they say women in tech have such a miserable time.
Well, tech in general is a weird business. I haven't been in it specifically, but I am with someone who's in it, and she's a woman in tech. And one of the things that I always found weird, I know people love their little team building things, but these people already do long hours. And then they go, and you all got to come for a 4-day weekend because we're going to all do team building. You know what these people want? They want to be left alone for a minute. They want to be with their families. That right. culture of we should all be together all the time, guys, is so stupid. And it's such a burnout. They're actually, somewhere in their heads, I think they think they're doing the right thing by their business, but what they're really doing is burning their employees out, right. making them not want to be at work.
You know, sometimes, I mean, I have definitely worked at a place where there was a family atmosphere, and we all did hang out together, and it was we all felt like it was us against the world. But I don't think that you can foster that.
Force that.
You can't force that.
Right.
And I agree with you. It just breeds resentment when it's like, and now here's this fun thing that's going to eat into your life that you could be spending.
Well, and I'm talking specifically about my person. I'm saying, you know, here we are. She works 16-hour days. She gets home. We have dinner. She gets back on the laptop, does all this work. And then she tells me she's got to leave for 5 days to go do this thing because she has to.
Yeah.
It's team building. And I'm just looking at her like, you can't tell them absolutely not. Well, I could.
And then I wouldn't be on the team anymore.
Then I'd be that person.
Right.
It's just weird. So there's a whole different thing going on. But it looks like, much like the entertainment industry, real life's coming for them.
Yeah. Weird.
In all kinds of different ways.
It's, yeah.
The HR department's getting a whiff of the stuff people are up to and going, it's not okay.
Yeah.
And as far as that other thing, let people go home for a minute. God.
Right.
So weird. Such a frat boy thing.
Vinny, there was a country that just outlawed email.
France.
Okay, thank you.
France did that.
You're not allowed to be contacted by your employer unless you're at work.
Yeah, let people go home. What are you doing? Jeesh.
You can't be sending them 15 emails a night, getting your thoughts in order for the next day and setting them on some task.
You're already grinding them.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them be after that. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see Susan Fowler's memoir.
Yes.
As she's the one who hopefully brought about change at Uber. Good change.
What are you going to do when your girl goes away for 5 days? Your mom going to come up?
What do you mean?
Right now. Isn't the 5 days right now?
No, the upcoming. Oh. No.
This is the other stuff she has to do.
No. There's not a trip currently on the books. Oh. This is stuff she used to have to do at the old company she was with.
Oh,
and
I just
would come up and I would think, you're already doing too much work for them. What is wrong with these people? And it's just this frat boy thing. Like, we should all just work together, hang together,
right. Be
best friends all the time together. Dude, you work together and you're already getting all their time. Yeah. Let people have families and time away
and
from
lives
you.
Outside.
Weirdos.
Well, they have no lives, so they want to be
with
their people.
I really do think some of these frat boys who implement this stuff, they think they're, what? You don't want to play
you
this?
You do something besides this?
Yeah, what?
This is what I do all day, every night, and you're doing it with me.
And that's how we win. Okay. Or that's how we burn out.
Yep.
No, she doesn't have to deal with that now.
Okay.
In fact, actually, the thing she had to do this week was the week.
Yeah.
The Dreamforce that everyone's at right now. Christmas music.
Oh, yay.
Silent night.
This is the one you chose?
Do you know who this is?
You love this one? Yeah, this is Neil Diamond.
That's right.
You didn't think I'd know that?
Well, all right. Who's this? Here we go. Ready?
Mary J. Blige.
Here, take this part.
This is my favorite Christmas song. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. No, I thought it was "Oh Come, Oh Come."
Is this Mary?
Oh yeah.
Is this Mary J?
I don't know. I don't recognize.
This doesn't sound like Mary J.
No. I don't know who this is.
I just thought he might do that to torture you.
It's Jennifer Nettles.
Oh.
From do you like her?
From Sugarland.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's all right.
It doesn't torture me. I actually, just the other night when we made cards for Jacob, that young boy in Maine, we put on Christmas music and it totally set a great mood.
By the way.
No, I meant that he would pick a Mary J.
Just because.
Version.
Right.
The our dear friend Gretchen Libby over at Lucasfilm is going to send that kid Jacob a bunch of Star Wars stuff.
All right, Gretchen.
All right. So thanks, Gretchen Libby. Vinny had mentioned to me that the kid's a big Star Wars fan, and then Gretchen had written to Vinny saying...
She saw my post that I put on Instagram.
With the address.
And she saw that it's in Maine, and she wrote me and said, that's my hometown, I don't know this story.
Yeah, what's happening
here? So I wrote it, I sent her the link, and I... What kid isn't a Star Wars fan, but here's a kid who's very sick and may not see Christmas.
Right.
And what better possibility than Gretchen being able to pull some strings and send everything in the world over there. Mm-hmm. Just rain it on him.
One more. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. Who's this?
That a cappella band.
What are they called?
Pentatonix.
Yes.
You can tell by that bass. Listen to it. She
tied you to kitchen. Is this a Christmas song?
No, it's Hallelujah. I just like Hallelujah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It's a Christmas song, really.
But it's on the Pentatonix Christmas album.
Oh.
Does that count?
Hallelujah. So pretty.
Hallelujah. Take.
Hallelujah. Your headline reads... Listening to Christmas music too early in the season is bad for your mental health.
Is it too early right now?
It is.
When is the right time?
They say,
after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they say if you put this stuff on too early, it stresses people out. Mm. It reminds them how much work the holidays are.
It's, you are not
and
kidding.
How little they've done to even consider getting ready for it. Mm-hmm. Which is... I just moved, so We have the Christmas stuff out because we moved.
Did you already put it out?
No. But, I mean, we didn't put it away.
Right.
So it's the boxes are right there, and we're, like, ready.
You won't have to unpack them.
Right. But, you know, everyone's got to go, oh, man, we got to get up into the rafters and get that stuff out.
Uh-huh.
Got to get those lights on the house.
It's a whole thing, man.
Yeah, it is a whole thing. And so it's true. They say Christmas music can start too early.
Yeah.
And November is too early.
Yeah.
In a related story,
yes.
Best Buy started playing their Christmas music on the 22nd of last month. The Tampa Bay Times just did a study to figure out when different stores start playing Christmas music to get ready for that season.
Bye, bye, bye.
Sears and Kmart started last week.
Oh, beginning of November.
H&M started today. Office Depot and Office Max start on Saturday. Walmart will start on Monday. JCPenney waits till Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Black Friday is the most popular time to start the Christmas music in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you'll hear it in places like Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, Nordstrom, Foot Locker, and Pottery Barn.
Well, they got to start sometime. Cool. Black Friday's the day.
Right.
Because that is the first day that people are like, all right, let's do this.
I just read a story, which I don't have in front of me, but it was about how Black Friday is starting to already show signs of being over thanks to the Amazons and more.
Yeah.
That less and less people are willing to sign up for the deals because they know they're going to get just as good a price online.
Right.
And they don't have to deal.
Right. Well, they call it Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you know, so that's that. I'm thinking that rather than go out and battle the crowds, people probably just go, well, I'm off today. It's, you know, it's a lot of people get the day after Thanksgiving off and they think, well, I'll just sit at my computer. I don't need to go out and it'll start
being. But hoping you're going to get it on time.
Right.
I think that there are still going to be those people that get off on the crowd and get off on the rush.
Yeah, some people.
I think that's, it's got to be what people are out there for.
And I do think a lot of times you're saddled with guests over Thanksgiving. And it's a way to get out of the house.
Oh, right.
You know, well, let's go hit the Black Friday thing.
Okay, I've stared at your face enough.
Let's go out and burn some energy. Walk off some of this turkey.
Right.
And not look right at each other.
You know, Amazon's admin, you know the one. You've got one.
Are you talking about the
thing,
device?
The name we shall not say.
Yeah, all right. The home
the girl.
Device.
Right.
I think if you call it Amazon Echo, that doesn't wake
What'd
it up.
What'd you just do?
I don't think I did anything.
All right.
But if you call it by its name, we actually screw people's houses up. I don't want to do that.
One of Amazon's thingies got arrested last weekend.
What?
A guy named Oliver Haberstroh. Lives in Hamburg, Germany, and was out of town over the weekend. His apartment was empty, but somehow his thingy decided to switch on around 1:50 in the morning on Saturday and started blasting music.
Oh.
That thing does think you're talking to it sometimes. In this case, it just malfunctioned, clearly.
Yeah.
Unless he'd left the TV on. Because the TV ads do say her name.
Oh, they do say her name. And also, anything that sounds remotely like her name, I don't know the answer to that. Or she starts giving you some long, elaborate, you're like, shut up!
Yeah, well, who was talking to you?
No one's talking to you, lady!
Me and the kid are eating mac and cheese here.
Mac and bees.
Right. This was actually last night, we made more
mac and cheese.
And it was just the shells. We were out of the
Boring.
Mac and bees. Weird, that kid is like, all right, what do you want for dinner?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. I'm like, we had that last night. Come on, man.
Yeah, kids are simple. They want what they want.
Yeah, whatever. I
and
did it.
She is your daughter.
There I was doing
it. You're a guy who eat a turkey sandwich every single day.
True.
Without no boredom, no thought.
Well, and listen, we didn't have an argument. I made it. We ate it. And then we shared a glass of milk and dunked a couple cookies in it.
Oh, what kind of cookies?
Which is like, that was the highlight of my day yesterday, was sharing this coffee mug of milk and dunking cookies into it with her. Watch, it takes her forever to eat one cookie. I'm just watching her, like, out of the corner of my eye going, God, this is so fun.
I'm putting them away 3-1, girl. What kind of cookie?
It was a Sausalito.
Oh, those are so good. And they're so big, you have to break them up to get them into the mug.
Oh. No. This was one of those big mugs.
Oh like a big, almost like a soup bowl mug.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, nice, Vinny. That's the right vessel.
Anyway, back to this music playing device. His neighbors thought he was having a wild party, so they called the cops. The cops went to his door, and when no one answered, they busted in.
Oh.
Then they figured out what was happening and pulled the power cord on her. Then they had a locksmith come over and fix the door they just broke down.
Oh, that's nice of them.
When Oliver got home, Oliver Haberstroh got home, he had to go to the police station to get new keys to his house.
Yeah. That's a.
They also.
That's a bummer.
Gave him the bill for it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
They gave him the bill?
Mm hmm.
Well, look, at least they didn't leave his apartment unlocked, but his device was disturbing the neighbors. I can see that. How much did it cost him?
He says, when I asked her, you know, the device, whether she could pay me back the costs, her response was, I couldn't find the answer to that question.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
That's her answer to a lot of things. I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, that's the answer. Mm. That's what she should say. Mm. Our text number is...
Good job, Hooman. Way to get in here in time for that. You're really on the ball.
Sarah, have you read any other books by Big Little Lies author Leanne Moriarty?
I don't believe I have.
The Husband's Secret is great.
Oh, okay. I'm looking for another book. I'm rereading Firestarter right now. I'm on a Stephen King kick.
Well, he's got a lot of books.
Yeah. They changed narrators midway through the book.
Oh.
Mid-sentence, even. I don't understand.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
If 510 says, thanks for the inspiration to make Jacob a Christmas card last night. Such a sad story, but it felt so good to be able to do something for that little boy that would make him smile.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, that family, that is rough stuff, man.
And they've had 4 years of it, too. I mean, yeah. And for it to, you know, ugh, it's awful.
If you don't know the story, look up Jacob Thompson. He's a cancer patient in Maine. He's like 9.
Right. Been fighting it since he was 5 or 6. And it's his doctors have said, you know, Christmas is not a probability. And so he loved getting all the cards at Halloween. And his mom had asked that everybody kick it down for that. He loved that. He loved reading the cards. He loved reading people's thoughts. And I'm sure he's being showered right now.
Oh, I hope so. And we made it a thing at my house. We, like I said, we played some Christmas music. I went and got
party.
The supplies. We made some cards.
You cut out hearts. And
831 says, tattooed, loves punk rock music and surfs. But because Vincent knows so much about My Little Pony, it's time to turn in his man card.
No, that's not. You know what? I don't like the turn in your man card because you enjoy a wide variety of things. I don't like that. Just be what? You have to turn in your man card because you enjoy playing games with your daughter? And you, I don't like that. I think you have to turn in your man card because you're not in touch with all sides of your personality.
Thanks for having my back, Sarah.
You got it, Vin.
LOL, you guys are the best when a story starts at point A and then the conversation ends up at point G and then you work your way back to point A.
Yeah, that's what we're best at, actually.
That's the show.
That is the entire show.
You're welcome. Yep.
Thanks for listening.
At least we went back to A.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes we do have
when
to ask, like, where did we start? Where did this
I but can usually narrow it down.
Use that can always track us back to where we started.
Yeah.
And then we're all, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, let's finish that thought up. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. You know, I hate to say it. I do have some more sexual harassment stuff. But we are also going to do some info from the CMAs last night.
Yes.
Which Hooman has worked really hard on, you guys. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.